Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Jessica.
And this is episode 25 of the Double Knit Podcast.
That's right, we're a quarter century.
Yes, we are. And we took another kind of long break. You had another vacation.
I know. So. Since the last time we've talked, I've been to Portland again and Victoria, BC. But now I'm not going anywhere again until the very end of October. So yeah. I'll be a little more regular now. The kids are back in school.
Yeah. So, but I haven't gone anywhere exciting.
Sorry.
So I've been knitting a lot.
Yes, you have.
Let's see. I'll start with what I finished.
Okay.
I'm doing single skein September with the Stash and Burn mm-hmm. groupies on Ravelry. So I knit the twist hat, and that was a kit I bought at Sock Summit in hazelnuts. And the color is Lipstick 1984, because it's like a lipstick color she
that's
had.
That's the little baby hat that you did.
Yeah, it's a
Audrey.
Little baby hat with kind of traveling stitches mm-hmm. that spiral
okay.
up to the top. So,
yeah,
and that was super easy, and it didn't even take the whole 100-yard ball or whatever.
No.
So, yeah. Springtime Bandit, which is a little scarf shawl thing.
And that's Kelborn Woolens.
Kelborn right? Woolens, yeah. And that's I think it's knit in an Aran weight on size 8s, but I did mine in Tosh Worsted in the cambray color. It's mm-hmm. like a blue-gray on size 8s. And that was super fast. I did that in like 2 days, I think.
I know. It was one of those things where I like looked on Ravelry and saw like, oh, you started and finished the shawl. So that seems to be
yeah,
your...
I took it to Stitch and Pitch.
Okay.
So I worked on it there, and it's really easy. Like, just doesn't take any time at all.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah. And I don't think I'd knit Damson
no,
last time.
No, I don't think so.
Because I did that in a few days.
Because Whimsical Little Knits had like just
oh, right.
been announced, and I told you about it.
Yeah.
And you hadn't even seen it, and then you went and knit one in like 2 days.
4 days.
4 days? Okay.
So I knit Damson, which is another little shawl, kind of like Ishbel, but it's all garter, except for the edge has a stock in it, kind of lacy
mm-hmm.
portion. You're knitting one too.
I'm knitting one too, yes.
Yeah.
I started mine before you, and I'm still knitting mine.
But yours turns your hands blue.
Mine turns my hands so blue. Well, I can talk about it later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I did that in Malabrigo sock yarn
mm-hmm.
in the ochre colorway,
mm-hmm.
which is the yellow, which
yeah.
I really like, and I'm not... I don't know. I've been knitting a lot of, like, yellow-orange things lately, it
yeah.
seems like. And I don't know. Super excited about that color. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes me kind of happy. So,
yeah.
And I finished my number 9 for the Nanny Sway Moto
mm-hmm.
National Knit a Sweater a Month Dodecathon. It's a cardigan by Cosmic Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Chow.
Laura Chow.
Yeah. Called Lucy in the Sky. And it's just a cardigan with a textured diamond pattern on it, and the sleeves are in stockinette.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just plain black kit Cascade 220.
Yep.
So that was pretty boring to knit, but I really like it. I wore it on Monday.
I was going
to
say, I think that's going to be the sweater that you wear, like, most of all.
Yeah. Because I wanted
so
a plain black sweater. The one I bought in Ireland, which is just a, like, hoodie thing 5 years ago. I've sewn the armpits on it so many times.
Oh.
There's just, like, no fixing it anymore.
Oh.
So, yeah. And I don't think I had finished the lichen-ribbed socks.
I think
I was working
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, you just started those.
Yeah. And those are from Knitting Vintage Socks. And it's just a 3x1 rib. And I did it in Step in the Kaipi colorway, which is, like... green and
super
white.
Super bright green, bright
yeah.
white. Yeah.
So I've
really...
kind of been knitting with colors I don't normally knit with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
bright,
have.
Bright colors.
So
yeah.
what are you working on now?
The Pearl Shrug from Vintage Baby Knits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
what
just
yarn are you using on that one?
Hill Country Yarns.
Okay.
I had
that
it in my stash. I don't know.
Huh.
I think it was
okay.
a gift.
Okay.
I don't know.
And that's another yellow-orange project.
Yeah,
very
the color
stunning.
Is orange peel. Amanda was like, where'd you get that?
Mm.
What color is that? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
There it is.
It does look like an orange peel.
It does.
It's nice to work with. It feels really good in the broken rib. So the Pearl Shrug is this tiny little baby shrug, and it's mostly broken rib, and you knit this weird hourglass shape for the back, and then you pick up and knit these weird circle things, which I totally messed up on. Did you see
that on your blog? Yes.
Yeah.
Too
I had like
stitches.
Way too many stitches. Yeah. But it's all fixed now, and I'm doing the weird, the weird crochet bind off, which is fine because it makes it really flexible and stretchy. I'm practicing my right hand crochet because I'm left handed, and so it's taking forever. But it was really hard because those big pieces is like knit one, yarn over four times, knit one. So I had like my little 16 inch needle, and then I had like four double pointeds on the same size around it. Because I knew I would go right back to the circular needle as soon as I dropped the yarn overs off. So I was trying just not to use a large needle. But that took me a really long time last night. Cause then it was all tight, and I couldn't find my Addy Turbo needles. So I was doing it on bamboo, which does not slide.
Drag.
So, but I think I'm going to try and finish that this weekend. Working on pair 2 out of 5. Charity mittens. Here's a pair right here. That's the first one.
Pair 2? I thought you'd finished
this
like,
is
two
the
pairs
already. Well, this is the 5 skeins, single skeins of Noro I had left in my stash.
Oh, after so, the other ones you did?
After the other ones I did. So this is actually pair number 3, I think.
Okay.
Total.
Yeah.
So.
You started another pair already?
Yeah. I got past the gusset on the first one yesterday at charity knitting. Yeah. And then the Heather hoodie vest from Knit Scene, which is a short sleeve cardigan with a big cables on each side and then two on the back and a giant hood.
Yeah.
Which it looks fine when it's down. Uh-huh. Like it lays really nice, but when people have it up it's like they're druids or something.
Yeah, it's a little Obi-Wan Kenobi-ish in its size.
I'm fine with that. And I'm knitting that in the new Laniloft Bulky, which I really like in a purple color.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's, I see Charity sweater in there.
Oh, yeah. I kept forgetting that I had this going. It's in Knit Picks, Will the Andes Bulky.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little hooded cardigan for Charity in a dark green color. And then I lost it, and then I found it. Yeah. In a kid size. So that's, like, most of the way done.
Very cool.
Yeah, so lots of stuff. How about you?
Well, I just took a peek on Ravelry to see what I've been... So, all my travel this summer, like, through my knitting for, like, just... It was so crazy. Like, so since Sock Summit, I went back down to Portland with Wes for a weekend and went to Twisted and bought the Coraline sock yarn from Black Trillium. And visited a couple of different shops. But I was at the point of starting the... I can't remember now even. Like, I was on the yoke of Coraline. So it was really good for working on knitting in the car, but it was awful trying... I mean, it wasn't something you'd carry around. It's a pretty heavy sweater. It's an alpaca, so it weighs a lot, and it was big. And so I thought, oh, it was right when the Whimsical Little Knits pattern for Smith the Hedgehog came out. And I thought, oh, perfect. You know, it's this little project, Stash Buster. I wanted my stash. I had the right amount of Rowan Kid Classic, like an oddball of... in brown that I thought would be like perfect for a hedgehog, and went off with that to Portland. But it's I don't want to make this sound like it's a critique. It's a very fiddly pattern. I mean, you're doing basically, I mean, it's a really clever construction. You start with a circular cast on, which is actually like the butt of the hedgehog, and you knit a little bit plain, and then on separate needles you knit the spikes, which is like just a little row of like these little chevrons done in garter. And then you knit the spikes together with the body. And then you knit a few more plain rounds on the body and another row of spikes. And the spike rows are different so that the spikes are sort of offset from each other so that he's, like, covered in spikes instead of, like, having them all line up like soldiers. Yeah. It's very fiddly. And the yarn, while good-looking for hedgehog, is very splitty yarn. And I was knitting it down on size 6 needles. It's normally knit on, like, 7s or 8s. Because I wanted a really firm fabric for the stuffed animal.
Right.
I didn't want everything, you know. So it was just, it was like torture. I actually went to a yarn shop in Portland and bought new knitting needles because I was knitting it on bamboo and it was and one of my points started getting kind of splintery and I couldn't get the, and it was just like pure, just, it was really unfun knitting. So I went and
but it's
got
really
myself,
cute.
Yeah, he's all done now and he's very cute. And I gave them to my older son because he was complaining that I'd made a... Oh, I did a creepy cute crochet devil, which I never even photographed on my blog. And my younger son wanted that. And then my older son got all mad because he thought he was next in line for something from Creepy Cute Crochet. And
so you got a hedgehog.
Yeah, so I did a hedgehog. And then I also, like, I was so frustrated with having not finished anything. Like, I hadn't finished a sweater since May that I just started working on charity hats. I'd started a hat in an oddball skein of Nimbus that I got as a freebie from Skisel at TNNA. It's an organic wool. It's a pretty softly spun single, kind of Malabrigo-ish in it, in the way it knits up. Not as soft as Malabrigo. And the skein I have is in, like, a crazy bright screaming, like, lime green.
Oh, that's totally
which
you,
is
though.
Weird. Well, it's weird, too. It's like, I just don't understand the idea of, like, we're going to have organic yarn and then, like, the most, like, unnatural color imaginable.
Yeah.
It's a weird... I mean, for all I know, they didn't even release that color, and that's why they were giving the skeins away. I mean, a lot of times you don't get the prettiest colors with the freebie skeins, because mm-hmm. they're like, well, no one's buying this one. and they give those away. But anyway, so I knit a little, like, a super plain hat, where my new go-to, like, can knit in the dark hat concept is that I knit a garter stitch band flat. I just knit a strip of garter stitch, and then I'll join in the round and knit the body, the rest of the hat in the round. So sometimes I kind of do, I did a gray hat also, and I do them two different ways. Like, on the gray hat, it was for a man, so I just made it so that I joined, and then when I was done knitting the hat, I sewed the seam on the garter stitch. Mm-hmm. With a Nimbus hat, I made it so that the garter overlapped, and then when I was all done, I just sewed a button on. So it's not actually, there's no buttonhole there. But it's great because you can, like, go to the movies with it, knit garter stitch until you think your band is wide enough, mm-hmm. and then just start knitting the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, so after I finished those, then the next pattern that was released in... and I did start Damson as soon as that was released, too. And I'm doing it in this yarn I got from Butternut Woolens that is indigo dyed, a really, 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 really dark blue. And it crocks, which I guess is the official term for indigo bleeding all over your hands. I've knit with things that were dyed with indigo before, and I know indigo rubs off. As someone pointed out to me, that's why your blue jeans fade, that indigo never really is fully fixed.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This turns my hands, after a few minutes, completely blue, and therefore, I only work at it when I'm sitting at my table, or maybe sometimes at knitting on Monday nights, because I don't want it anywhere near my upholstered furniture, because
yeah.
it's going to turn everything I touch blue. So, I'm finally in the lace portion. I started that on Monday night, but I just haven't worked on it since then. But then the next pattern that was released in Whimsical Little Knits is Ripley, which is a hat that has several variations. There's a garter band version, there's a lace band version, and then there's a really slouchy version and a less slouchy version. And the sort of the thing about it that gives it its style is that there's this, like, kind of, it's pleated on one side, mm-hmm. so it's sort of a cloche look to it. So I did the simplest one. I did, like, the garter band in the less slouchy version mm-hmm. with
that's
some,
really cute. You brought to knitting on Monday.
It was some cool wool that was from Lion Brand that was been in my stash forever. The yarn is just awful to knit with. I didn't like it at all. It was splitty and, like, didn't have any stretch to it at all. And I just I couldn't believe that there was actually any wool in it. Because it just didn't want to go get... Anyway, I didn't enjoy that. So I finished the hat. And then I finally finished Georgie.
Yay.
Which I had finished all the knitting on and done some of the seaming. And then I'd set it aside. Then I'd do some more seaming. Then I'd set it aside and more. And so it's finally done. Buttons sewn on. And then, like, 12 hours later, I'd finished Coraline.
Which is really pretty. I saw
the
pictures of that.
Yeah, I was happy the way that turned out. And then I got some buttons from the shop. From Danforth Peter, and I thought it was pretty funny. I put the pictures on my blog, and everyone's like, great buttons. And it's like, and the sweater I've been knitting for 2 months? No comments on that. Okay, that's fine. But they are really pretty buttons. They're, we both
the checkerboard ones?
The checkerboard ones on two different sweaters, but this one is the...
The leaf one.
The leaf one.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're really interesting looking buttons, and it's they're sort of a focal point on the sweater, so I thought I would go with something really pretty. Anyway, so I finished Coraline, so two sweaters finished, like, in a day, which made me incredibly happy.
Hooray!
And then I immediately cast on for a bunch of new projects. I wanted another charity hat on the go, and I had a skein of therapy from Southwest Trading that I got at TNNA. I have to say it's one of the more truly disappointing yarns I've ever worked with.
So that's the one with jadeite in it,
It's this funky yarn. It's got, do I have it with me? I do. It has jadeite in it, and it looks, kind of nice, shiny wool. I've got it right here. Yeah, it's 30% jadeite fiber, 50% fine wool, 20% silk.
Mm-hmm. It's got a nice sheen.
It has a nice sheen, but the problems I've encountered, and I've knit I've not even finished the ribbing on my hat yet. And the problems I've encountered with it was, number one, I had a knot in the skein, 2 yards in, so just as I finished my cast-on, there was a knot, so then I had to untie the knot and take out my cast-on and start all over again. I mean, I didn't have to. I could have joined the yarn, but that seems silly. Mm-hmm. And it is, I don't know if I can find this part where it does it. It's, really, 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 well, there's a lot of VM in it. There's a lot of little bits of, twigs
vegetable
and stuff in it.
Vegetable matter stuff.
And it's really, unevenly blended, so all of a sudden you'll just get this chunk of I don't know what, whether it's a hunk of silk or a hunk of this jadeite fiber or whatever it is, it's really uneven. And the skein, when I first looked at it, it seemed very uniform.
Yeah.
But as I'm knitting with it, I'll hit these weird patches and anyway, but I'm just making a little hat with it, a really plain hat. And it's very soft. It feels really nice, but it's you can see little sections where there's just big chunks of
something
unblended fiber, whether it's the silk or the jadeite, I don't know. And I know silk doesn't blend in usually super harmoniously, but I think if it was sort of billed and presented as a tweedy yarn, I would be okay with that. But I think it's meant to be
smooth,
more
and
uniform, and it's
yeah.
not. So I thought that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty pricey yarn. I got this one as I don't even remember
freebie.
How I got it. I think I got it as actually for a class. But, and then I started, here, I have this in my lap. I started the dead fish hat from Midi, which I've been wanting to do forever. And it's really fun. You start by doing, and I'm just using all my scraps of Cascade 220.
I was going to say, that's the sweater you're wearing right now.
That's the leftovers from my sweater, from my Rav Olympic sweater. I'm just using all my Cascade 220 scraps, and you start, you do a little stockinette, which curls, and then you do these little...
Because that's the lips.
That's for the lips, and then you do these short row sections that shape the lips. So it kind of gives you that fish mouth. Burr, 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 burr. you can't see that on the podcast. Sorry. That was me making my fish kind of talk there. And then I was amusing myself. I was calling it dead fish hat or something on Ravelry. But I kept thinking as I was working on it, baby fish mouth, which is from When Harry Met Sally. And I've got two different messages from people one person who said, oh, baby fish mouth, I heard sweeping the nation. And someone else, it was Sharon, who was like, what is that from? And I was like, oh, it's When Harry Met Sally. But I don't know why that just, I thought that was funny. So baby fish mouth hat. But it's a really cute pattern, and it's a great stash buster. I mean, you can do it in anything. She doesn't have you pick up the short wraps when you do the shaping on the mouth. And now I'm thinking, maybe I should have, because it's a little...
You can't really see it in that color, though.
Yeah, it's a little me. But it's a fun pattern. But I also started my February Lady sweater my Sandara Aran Silky Merino. And I'm doing that. I'm knitting the yoke on a... I think I ended up on a size 7 needle. Knitting it really firmly because I don't want a lot of...
Because garter stretches crazy.
Yeah, and I just don't want it to look sloppy. And I'm still wrestling. I'm not sure when I finish the yoke if I'll switch to a bigger needle for the lace.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to see how it looks. I only have 1,000 yards, so I'm definitely going to have shorter sleeves on it.
Yeah.
But it is bliss to knit.
Yeah. I have a few skeins in my stash. I'm trying to figure out a good pattern for it.
Yeah.
'Cause it's 600 yards, which isn't a ton.
Okay. Yeah. I never know what to do with those in between amounts of yarn. I basically just sort of knit shawls, socks, and sweaters, and hats.
Yeah.
So one skein I can deal with.
I would need one more to do super short sleeve something or other.
Yeah.
That's really simple, but I only have the three.
Yeah.
And it was from 2 years ago. And
Club OT.
Someone on Ravelry was like, are you getting rid of that? Because I need it. I was like, no, I'm not.
No, sorry.
Because it's in Ruby Port, which is a super saturated red, dark, dark red.
Mine is in Green Tea, which is very yellowy green.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. And it is just, which I'm knitting it on my Addy lace needles, and like size sevens to me right now feel like these huge needles, and it's going so fast because I've been knitting everything on like threes mm-hmm. and twos, and I've just been enjoying knitting it so much. It's just like, oh, it's so, you know, it's like brainless garter stitch.
So what number needle. Will that be for Nanny Swing?
Oh, so Georgie was number 9 and Coraline was 10. I know, I'm really close.
I'm on number 10 right now, so, yeah. And that's in the bulky.
So. Oh, yeah, so you'll finish that in no time.
And then I'm going to Kansas the last week of September, so I'm going to take my felted tweed and do my cables and nose cardigan with me, because that's on, like, size 4.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bought that sweater's worth of Portland tweed.
So, yeah, Erin and I had this mind meld yesterday where, once again, are the Devil Knit Twins. There is a pattern in one of the new Classic Elite books.
Snow Day.
In Snow Day.
Yeah.
Is it just called, like, Fair Isle Jacket?
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of a boxy shape.
There's no shaping. It's just straight up and down. And it's not even A-line. It's just straight up and down.
And then the sleeves are kind of straight up, too. Mm-hmm. And a little cropped. Actually, it's very much the shape of the Revlympic sweater.
Yes.
That I'm wearing today.
It's got two buttons at the top.
Yeah. And then a really big stranded color motif, although it's meant to be knit in pieces, right?
I mean, I'm gonna do it in the round.
I know, I would steek it, and because I can't be bothered to do color work back and forth.
I had a dream about that last night, maybe because I bought the sweaters flat.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was weird. I think it's because I bought the sweater amount for that.
Yeah,
and it's in Portland tweed.
Yeah, and the main color for it was this sort of really blackish gray that's called Black Forest. And it's been on back order for a really long time. Like, we got every color of Portland tweed in the shop, I mean, a couple months ago now, and we've been waiting on this one. And it just came in yesterday, and I thought, ooh, maybe I should buy all the yarn and make
and
a sweater.
And I yoinked it from underneath
and
her.
And then I went home for the night, and Erin bought her sweater's worth of yarn. So now I can't do it, because then we'll be, like, ridiculously matchy-matchy. But I had also been contemplating a brown colorway.
Yeah, so whenever...
Or maybe even that green.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
Really, like, emeraldy green.
So when I finish mine, and after you knit yours, we'll have to take a picture of
this. Double knit twins! Duh! We have to make sure we can buy the same buttons for it.
Oh, like, God.
We're lame.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's funny. So I think that's going to be my number 12. I was going to do Adrian Unst, but that's in that Jacob Alpaca.
Oh, right.
And which is super tiny needles, and I was like,
Well, did we talk about that the last time we recorded? Because I think we were just about to go. It was like the week of the Knitters Guild meeting where you were going to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Because Michelle Comanche from Toots LeBlanc, or Toots as she pronounces it. I'm saying it wrong this whole time. Toots LeBlanc was at the Guild, and Erin bought
I just joined
her
the Guild.
Oh, yes.
So.
Erin bought her sweater's worth of, as planned, for Audrey and Unst.
Yeah, because I had seen... gone to her booth a billion times at Sock Summit and decided I needed a plan.
Yes.
So the Twist Collective had just come out, and I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Perfect, yay.
So I bought 5 skeins of the Jacob Alpaca, and I wanted it in the chocolatey brown, but she only had 3. So I got charcoal, which is just as good for me, because I like those super plain. Well, that's what she has.
Yeah.
But I think that'll be really pretty. But I'm going to sub in my number 12, not Audrey and Unst, but Fair Isle Jacket.
Cool.
Because that'll go really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be super fast.
Yeah.
Because the color...
And then I'll be done, and I'm going to knit whatever the hell I want.
I know, I'm already, like, fantasizing, like, what am I going to knit? And I think I'm still going to be doing some sweaters next year, but I think what... I mean, I'll probably change my mind. The problem is, like, I love the idea of knitting some really complex sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I keep meaning to do the,
you mean like the giant Latvian mitten?
Well, right, like my giant Latvian mitten, or the saddle shoulder cabled cardigan from Schoolhouse Press, or Celtic Dreams from Beth Brown Rensel, which I have the yarn for. But then, frankly, I love knitting like really simple stuff. I mean,
that's
like,
what I wear.
I wear know, like those plain stockinette sweaters. I love knitting those. Or like the Fair Isle Yoke cardigan, which I know some people look at and say that seems like a, you know, a more complex knit.
Yeah.
But they're really pretty straightforward, and you know, the bulk of the knitting is just plain stocking yeah. around, and I love doing that. That's why I love blissing out on knitting these hats. It's like stocking it in the round, la la la. I really enjoy doing that, and but maybe I'll devote myself a bit more to a few of these ones that I've really been wanting to do there. Yeah. When I, you know, when there's no time constraint. Of course, I mean, it's so silly to say there is no time constraint. I don't have to do Nanny Twin Widow. Or even if I, you know, kick back and knit the most, like, complicated sweater ever, I'm still going to be done with 12 sweaters by the end of the year. But, so it's all just, like, in my head that I'm like, oh no, how will I ever, you know. It's so silly. But, yeah, so I keep, every once in a while, I'm like, maybe next year I should knit nothing but lace. I'm like, or nothing but socks. Or lace and socks. Or, you know, and then I'm like, oh, but there's that sweater I really want to knit. And then it's like, it's just like.
Just do what you want.
It's just going to be nice to have no plan. I think I'm going to lose my mind next year when it's like, when there's nothing I feel like I have to knit.
Yeah.
And I can knit anything. I'm going to be like, and I'm just going to go completely crazy and start like 17 projects and be like, I'm never going to finish anything. So that is my fear.
So
should we talk about the new Nitty, which just came out this morning?
Yes, let's do that.
We're looking at it, and we, for once, have very different opinions on a few of these pieces.
Yeah.
We both completely agree that the cover sweater, Hex, is gorgeous. I hate the color. Erin loves the color.
I like the color. I've been knitting that color lately.
You know, orange just makes me heavy.
It's a shawl.
But it's a rectangle. I don't know if I'll be able to knit that.
I know.
It's a big, big rectangle.
Three skeins of Malabrigo sock
yarn. Hexagonal lace pattern in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be lovely to have, but I'm not.
Size 1 needles. No. Number 2
needles.
Because that's such a big difference.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. I don't know. I might go, because that's pretty firm stockinette. I might go up needle size.
Actually. Do it like 4s. I think the hexagon design.
Do you think it won't show up
better in a firmer gauge? Yeah. Because you don't want to see holes in the garter sections of it. You want to just see the design. I mean, that's my take on it. I
could probably go to a 3. That'd be okay.
I am such a loose knitter. I probably have to do it on a 1, or else I'll end up the size of a bedspread. So that one we. Really liked
the Riverbanks, which is just a knit hood.
I think it looks bizarre. I don't like the point on the top of the head. I don't like the points running down the front, and I don't like the way the design wraps around the head. I don't like anything about it, but Erin likes it.
I like it, just because. Well, I really like hoodies, and I think that that's a good thing if you just want like a little thing in case it's gonna rain, pull up instead of having a scarf or something.
I have nothing against the idea of it. I just don't like the shape of
execution.
It at all.
The execution.
And also it looks so large around the model's face. It looks like it wouldn't really, like I would be like holding it closed under my chin the whole time.
But I like big hoods because I would prefer to have a large hood than a tiny little hood that doesn't like cover your face or your hair, anything.
Yeah.
And doesn't fit.
I just don't like the way it's so open at the bottom, like around her neck, because that's where I want to be warm. And she's in Montreal, you know. She's going to be really cold in that thing. She's going to have to put like a scarf around the bottom to keep her
neck
warm.
That's knit in Noro Vintage.
Yeah, which is a new one from Noro this season. That's a wool silk angora.
Yeah, I think I might do that in retro.
That would be very cute in retro. Color. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also new from Noro. Yeah. And then there's Colonnade. We were just talking about him yesterday.
Yeah, this is Stephen West, who's all over Ravelry with his
West
little
Knits.
Daybreak shawl.
Yeah.
Which I was saying to Erin, actually, this is like my day to poo-poo everything, that I liked the pictures I saw of it originally when it was being worn, like his picture that he posted of it. But then when I saw it laid out, I didn't really like the two color sections on it very much.
Yeah.
And this is the same idea, but done in a big yarn. It's done in Manos. And on bigger needles.
Two of the colors.
Yeah, and with a little button closure. I think if it was one color, I would like it. I just something about the two color, to me, it's just not harmonious. I don't know.
Yeah, I already think I want to knit this, and I want to knit it in that dark green, sprucey, evergreen color.
Huh.
I think that'd be really pretty.
How many skeins does this one take?
3... Is it 3? Yeah,
one,
3.
And 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. That should be pretty.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a nice warm thing to have in the winter. And it's got a little button closure on it, which is really cute.
Yeah. So you can wear it more like a capelet or little tiny poncho-y thing or button it around your neck.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too. And
Belle.
Belle, which is by Mandy Moore, who's Nitty's technical editor. And
this is beautiful.
Very cool.
It's short. Is that sleeve. Sideways?
Thing? Yeah. It's. I think it might be constructed. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
We haven't had a chance. You do the middle panel and then pick up?
It might be like your shrug, yeah, where you knit the middle piece first and then knit the. I'm just guessing. But it kind of looks that way so that the side sleeve sections are done.
So it's a little short sleeve open cardigan with a. It's. Side-to-side garter, but then it's got a texture stitch. She's got some awesome, like, octopus tattoo on her knee.
Yeah, she has some really cool tattoos.
That's awesome. I like her tights.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, if you go on her Flickr, you can see pictures of all of her tattoos.
Yeah, so it's kind of it's like very kimono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But short-sleeved.
And that's knit. What is that knit in?
It's Scarlet Fleece Merino.
That's pretty.
Which I think is a... Mandy's up in Vancouver, and I think that's a Canadian... I think
yeah, that's beautiful. I love the color. I like everything about it.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I love that open. It's a good layering.
It's
kind of
like the minimalist cardigan a little bit,
which I knit.
Yeah, which you knit, but with shorter sleeves and a little slightly different construction. And I like all that moss stitch.
Yeah, thank God. Jeez, I really like the texture panel in the back, and you could wear this in the summer over a tank top, or you could layer it with a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, you could do a cotton version of it, and that would be really nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I like that too. And then the next one is Girl Friday by Mercedes.
From Kitchen Sink Dye Works.
Yeah, from Kitchen Sink Dye Works.
And this is really
called Girl Friday, which is another great cardigan done in sort of a lace, cable-y lace pattern, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then she did it in her own yarn. She's got two versions.
Eco merino worsted, or just plain merino worsted.
Yeah,
with a superwash. It's got a great shawl collar, long sleeves, three buttons.
Yeah, and Mercedes is just really cute. So
yeah, I like her hair.
Yeah, I tried to take a cute picture of her when we were at Sock Summit, and it came out so bad I like couldn't put it anywhere online because I would feel terrible.
Did not do her
being
justice.
Being responsible for doing
that.
That's
to a great picture.
Yeah,
of her.
She's got a really cute picture.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I like the shawl collar.
Yeah.
And
there's a really cute shawl collar girl sweater in this issue, too, called, what is it, Mi Escuelita, I think?
Mi Escuelita.
Yeah. Which is done, I mean, it's done in, like, bubblegum pink, but it is very cute. I think it's a raglan construction with rib sleeves and little cables that runs up the front and then cables that run down the back, and it also has the shawl collar. And buttons up, and it is really, really cute, and I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to upsize this one for a grown-up
like someone,
size sweater.
Like Molly.
Well, I was saying, I thought Molly would really love it, and she could knit probably the largest child size and have it fit her.
So, Holla.
We did not agree on this one.
Well, this I liked one it has, at first glance, and now I'm kind of...
It has big, unstructured cables that run down the sleeves. It's a hoodie, a pullover hoodie.
Yeah. A la, like, Rogue, because it's got, like, the cables, kind
of. Yeah, but it's so un-Rogue, though, in that, like, the bottom edges are...
They roll.
Roll
the rolled
edges.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I don't like that particular cable. And the cable goes around the neckline and the hood as well, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just that... I don't like
weird.
That cable. It's, like, puffy and fat and...
Because I think this is the same one that's in that French braid. I think it's called French braid in the... Fall interweave, the brown one.
Oh yeah,
that
comes on the sleeves. I don't like it. I just think it looks kind of that looks an awful lot like
it. It doesn't. I think it's not like tight and pretty like other cables. But I don't know. I'd be interested to see.
And it's also this one is done in white, which I don't find very appealing. I think maybe once people's it's not for me, but.
I'll be interested to see.
Yeah, I'm sure
other
people will be knitting
it.
A lot of the. I mean, it's just a really good basic. There's this Renaissance sweater that's very pretty. Shaped,
it's got really good shape.
Sweater, yeah.
It's long sleeve pullover. It's knit in. What's it knit in?
Renaissance.
Elite. Yeah.
Kristen Tendek is a classic elite designer.
Okay. It's long sleeved. It's interesting ribbing and good shaping.
Yeah. But
I don't wear ribbed sweaters.
I don't
think they're attractive on me.
I also just like the idea of trying to get gauge for ribbed sweater makes
me cry. I think
we both agree that we love
ruby
red. which is a textured 3/4 line sleeve cardigan that has what looks like a twisted stitch design on the bottom half.
It looks like a lattice or something.
Yeah. And then a slightly wide collar.
3/4 sleeves, yeah, which I love.
With a little bit of poof to them at the cut, at the bottom. But
And this is knit in sock yarn.
And it's knit in Madeline Tosh sock.
It's so pretty.
Which is, it's gorgeous. I'm going to have to order more Tosh socks so we can all knit ourselves one. Actually, I could see doing it in smushy too.
Oh yeah,
I've been wanting to knit myself a smushy sweater.
Yeah,
but yeah,
maybe it's really pretty. And I like that simple texture. Yeah,
it's
stitch.
A great color too. Which color is that? Is it
ruby red?
What should you call it? Oxblood.
Oxblood. Oh yeah, yeah,
that's a really pretty one. She has so many. Madeline Tosh does so many colors, and they're all so beautiful. It's just hard to pick.
And then Margot, which I also love, which it's is very fabulous. Simple pullover with.
It's a
kind of a
down,
wide neck,
top down with a kind of a boat neck with a big garter band,
3/4 sleeves.
3/4 sleeves also with a garter band that are split at the cuff and a big and garter band at the bottom that's also split.
It's really really flattering.
Yeah, it looks like you could knit it in a weekend and wear it all the time.
Mission Falls superwash merino.
So that's their like light worsted weight. Yeah, 20 stitches over 4 inches.
Yeah.
So, Cascade 220, baby.
Yeah, seriously.
But that's the sort of, you know, like I was just saying, like those sort of sweaters. I love knitting sweaters like that.
Just, around.
And then those are the sweaters you wear because they're just so, you know, simple to wear. You know, they're just flattering and cute. We both agreed this hydrangea one. It's a multicolor.
It's kind of striped.
Stripey.
It's garter,
maybe
I think.
Slip stitch?
Oh, maybe it's slip stitch.
It might be slip stitch done in kid silk haze, and it's just sort of a little haltery thing to be worn over a shirt. It doesn't work for me. Sorry.
Yeah, me either.
And I don't think I ever need to knit in kid silk haze again. There's a new book out that's like all patterns in kid silk haze, and it's like, they just make me want to cry. I don't want to knit in kid silk haze.
Yeah. Indian summer shrug, which I don't like.
I think it's cute. I mean, it's a knitty spin pattern, and so the challenge on a lot of these patterns that they do for knitty spin is, you know, something with a small quantity. You know, it's that challenge again. Because a lot of times, you know, most spinners aren't spinning themselves a sweater's worth of yarn. You buy, you know, 4 ounces of fiber, and you spin it up, and then you go, well, what am I going to do with this 350 yards of yarn?
Yeah.
So it's a cute...
I just don't really wear shrugs, too.
Yeah, I think I'm not... Here, I just sound like Tim Gunn. I'm not responding to the color... I just don't.
Yeah, me either.
This particular color, pink, is just not my thing. So I think I kind of react to that more. I think, again, that's when I start seeing more of them knit by other people, it'll pique my interest more.
And then there are a bunch of sock patterns. Yeah, Clandestine, which is Cookie. And knit in her, apparently,
her colorway
from Lorna's called Cookie's Deep Dark Secret, which I like.
Gorgeous dark, dark blue.
Yeah.
Ariel will love that.
Yeah.
But, it's a shell lace pattern.
Yeah, I like it, and you don't really.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sock. I'm kind of, it doesn't, like, I don't have to run
it
out and start
speak
it today.
To you. Yeah. me either, but I like the pattern and color together.
I love the color. Yeah. It's a tough one to photograph. Wow.
Yeah.
That dark,
they did
dark
a really
red
good
blue.
Job.
Yeah.
So I really like that one.
And then there are a couple, we don't have to run through everything. There are a few more socks. The one that's, I think that stands out as an interesting one is this one.
Hat heel.
Where it start
at the heel. So it makes, in the multicolored version, or self-striping yarn, I guess it is, it makes a bullseye.
Yeah.
And so you knit this weird, like, cup or hat for your heel, and then knit the foot, and then knit the leg up to the cuff.
So it's interesting. I'd be curious to try it to see how it fits.
I think I would try it on a child's sock first.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's got a
just
ton
to
of
see
sizes.
How it's
baby
done.
Size, toddler size, child size.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's got instructions for, like, everybody.
And she does it in a solid yarn, and multicolor yarn, and
so it's almost more of a technique than a pattern, I think, you know. Like, it's kind of like with the Catboardy book of, you know, the sockitectures that she's kind of coming up with. Just a whole new approach to the sock, sock knitting.
Yeah. So the last one that really speaks to me is Kernel, which is a lacy scarf.
Knit in Mini Maiden from Handmaiden.
Yeah.
So
it's like a leaf pattern.
very open leaf pattern with a little horseshoe lace at the
bottom. And again, I like the orange color.
Those you do like the orange color.
I do.
Yeah, the problem, my problem, oh, this one's beaded too. This
yeah, that one has beads.
What I don't like about scarves like this is the right side, wrong side.
Oh.
I don't like having a, I mean, it's one thing if it's a shawl, because you kind of can place a shawl on yourself a little bit more, but it's really hard, like, they're very conscious in the photography to only photograph it always with the right side showing.
I think if you do the shawl pin like that, you don't really have that problem.
Sort of like a cravat.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw a man wearing an ascot the other day.
Seriously?
Yeah, in the shoe department at Nordstrom.
Awesome.
It's like, really, you don't see that very often anymore.
Wow. What was he wearing with that? Like a suit and stuff?
Yeah.
Or just like a t-shirt?
No, he was wearing like, you know, a blazer and jeans. He was like the manager of the...
Okay, because I wouldn't be surprised like Seattle hipsters wearing ascots with like skinny jeans and Converse and like a t-shirt.
And one of those like dumbass hats that everyone's wearing.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, yeah, watch this. Had to be the new fad. Weekend
wearing a bowler. I'm like, seriously? Come on. You're trying too hard, dude. Okay, sorry. So back to knitting. Okay, so.
But they show in two colors, and I like in both colors.
Is that top one Peridot? What? Here, scroll up. Yeah, it is Peridot. Mm-hmm. We just got a new shipment.
Peridot
at the
really
shop
pretty.
Of Sea Silk, and the new Peridot came in beautiful, and we got some new colors. There's one called Cedar, which is a really earthy green that's just beautiful.
I like the silvery brown one too. Mm-hmm. What is that one?
I don't remember what it's called, but there's a bunch of new colors, and every batch you get is a little bit new.
Did you want to talk about any of these other
ones? We don't need to cover everything. We don't want to.
Ruby
you
Red.
You guys can look yourselves. And
yeah,
see
I think
what you
Ruby
think.
Red is the winner, followed closely by Girl Friday and Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely like those a lot. Oh, no, and Margot, too.
Oh, and Margot. Yeah,
I think Margot is the one. Yeah. I think Margot is the one that's going to be, like, viral on Ravelry where everyone makes one.
Fall issues just do it for me.
Yeah, it's true. It's like
I wait all year for the fall issues.
Yay, sweaters.
Yeah. So, we can skip books and movies this time because we're going.
How long are we? Oh,
42.
We're talking for a long time. Okay, we'll skip it.
Let's just
do one. I'm going to do one movie because I went to the movie theater and saw Ponyo. Which is the new Miyazaki film.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, he's a Japanese animator. He did Spirited Away and Kiki's Delivery Service and My Neighbor Totoro. And when I was in Japan, I guess, I can't remember exactly. I think when Ponyo was released, it was like the most successful film in Japanese history or something. And so when I was in Japan, I left 2 weeks before the DVD was being released. Mm-hmm. And it was everywhere. And all the stores had all this Ponyo merchandise. And there was like... the subways had like the ad wrappers on them for Ponyo, and we'd heard how great it was, so we were really really excited to see it. So I think part of my problem was that it was like a little, you know, so expecting something like really earth shattering, and it wasn't. It was still like a lovely movie. It's very charming. It's a good film for little kids. Mm-hmm. Some of his stuff, like I think Spirited Away, is like way too intense for little kids. But it's more like Totoro or Kiki's Delivery Service, and it's a really sweet story. And what I love about it, like there's sort of this whole magical thing where Ponyo's sort of this little sea creature girl, and that for me wasn't interesting at all. But the thing that Miyazaki does so beautifully is the way he observes children. And the kids, the way they act and the way they speak, and just these little gestures that they have. Like I always talk about in Totoro, one of my favorite moments is when the oldest girl is in a new house and she's like gone into a tatami room and she hasn't taken her shoes off yet, but she wants something that's across the room, and she does this little like walk across the room on her knees with her feet in the air so that she doesn't get her shoes on the tatami. And there was just something about that, like, for me, I feel like it must be such a universal thing that, like, every Japanese kid has done. Mm-hmm. And there are just little bits like that in Ponyo where, you know, you just feel the, like, how real these children are, which is kind of funny since it's in this very crazy, magical story.
Yeah.
But so it is really beautifully done. It's very sweet. It's not like you don't leave there going, oh, this scene was great, or that scene was great, or I love the story, because there's really not that much. But it's just sort of leaves you with a nice little warm feeling, and it's very sweet.
Aww.
It's very charming. So, yay them.
Let's do a quick little rundown of new stuff at the shop. I didn't write anything down.
But Okay. There's not a ton of new stuff.
Well, we got the Amigurumi Knits book, which is awesome.
There's new books, We both went a little crazy on the books. And the Alice Starmore Farrell book has been re-released, and I know we both bought ourselves a copy of that.
And then Louisa Harding has a new book called Cardigans, which is really pretty.
Very beautiful sweaters in there. And there's Erica Knight has a new book of men's knits called Men's Knits.
Men's Knits.
That is, looks really good. I mean, like...
And the models are cute.
Yeah, well... I mean, it's basic stuff, and you can, it's easy to look through it and go, well, these are just really plain sweaters, but that's what guys wear. And I think it's full of really wearable sweaters.
And different gauges, too. Like, there's, like, several of kind of the same cardigans knit in different weights.
Yeah, so, and she shows them on the same sweaters on different models, too. So you'll see it on, like, a really young hipster guy and an older model. And so it's nice, too. I think it's the sort of thing, like, you could buy that and knit for guys forever from that. And the Amigurumi Knits is the Hansi Singh's book. Her patterns are available online from her Etsy store individually for, like, $6 each, or you can buy the whole book and get all of them. And
They're very cute.
Yeah. I think, because my kids keep hounding me to make them more Amigurumi from Creepy Cute Crochet, and... Well, they're just kind of boring. I mean, they're all the same body and head and everything. Mm-hmm. And then
they're crocheted.
And they're crocheted, which I'm just not, I'm not good at, and is sort of frustrating to me. And then I've got to sew them together, and I still have never figured out my instinct is to sew the crochet together like you would with knitting. Like, you go around the neck of one stitch and around the neck of the other. But in crochet, the stitches are so large, it leaves these, like, horrible gaps around the neck. And so I can't figure out the way I'm supposed to do it.
I don't know.
So
I hate sewing stuff together.
I do, too. So I'm really looking forward to doing this. Although, I'm sure there's a lot of sewing in this book, too. But it looks like there's also some really clever construction so that I can knit them some things instead of having to crochet them little toys. What are the other books we got? There's so much stuff. I can't remember now.
Well, Classical Eat has, like, 7 new books for fall and winter that are all have really good stuff in them.
Talked about this the last time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they hadn't come out yet. Yeah, because Made in Brooklyn, the Jared Flood book, which everyone is losing their mind over, which we got more in, and we got more of the Saint-Denis book in again. But, yeah, there's, like, Snow Day, Winter Whimsy, Sunday Brunch, Saturday Afternoon. The Curvy Knits, Cambridge. Yeah,
which is really good.
Yeah, and they're all full of, like, great patterns. Yeah. There's so much in there that I really like. And I was surprised. I was just looking on Ravelry yesterday. Hardly anyone is knitting anything from them yet.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's just
tons
not
and tons of stuff
yet.
Is coming out right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. And then there's the whole back-to-school thing. People are kind of busy.
Yeah.
Like you have been.
Yeah. I have. Oh, and the Interweave Weekend Knits.
Oh, yeah.
Just came out, which is a new publication for them. I said on my blog mistakenly, I thought it had replaced Holiday Knits. I thought that's what they had said at TNNA, but maybe I'm wrong.
In addition?
I think it's in addition to, and the idea of it is, like, simple projects, small projects. A lot of cute kid stuff in there.
Yeah.
A couple of really good basic sweaters in there.
Hats. Some good hats.
Yeah. And I heard people sort of like, not that excited about it. I think there's some good stuff in there.
I had to look at it a few times before I decided that I was going to buy it. Yeah. And I was like, there's probably something in here that I'll want to knit.
Kristen Rangren, who wrote Vintage Baby Knits, has some really cute little girls' pants in them with, like,
they're super cute.
Like, ruffle bottom pants that are not.
One's
like,
in feather and fan at the bottom, and one's kind of like little pleaty, ribby things.
Yeah, so. That's very cute. And then I think the one that everyone likes the most in it is the, I think it's called the Gooseberry Cardigan that Hannah Fedek of KnitBot. Who did the featherweight cardigan and the whisper cardigan that are so popular. That
it's like
just
a very
looks like
plain,
a great basic, deep rib.
Like something you would wear on the weekend.
Slightly asymmetrical, I think with a hidden snap closure.
It's in a great color, too.
Yeah, it's in a fun kind of purpley. Well, kind of like the color, well, no, I guess it's a little brighter than your cable hoodie.
Yeah, it is brighter.
Yeah.
Mine's all plummy.
Anyway, so it looks like there's some good stuff in there, too. So.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a lot of talking, because we took a long break. We won't do that again for a while.
I think we'll be on schedule. I'm actually going to start going out of town. I have visitors coming, so we'll just work around it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll be on schedule.
Yes.
or try, at least.
Yeah. So you can always see show notes at doubleknit.net. And
we have a group on Ravelry called Double Knit Podcast. Double Knit fans.
Something like that.
Yeah. Double Knit podcast fans. Something like that. Just search for Double
Knit. Just look for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's everything.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.